Okay, the government business, Beis HaKnesses, they're collecting money to build a shul or yeshiva or mikvah paper or mikvahas. They collect the money to buy an Aron Kodesh, to buy mentalach for the Sefer Torah, or to buy a Sefer Torah. Birotzo, the Shanois, or the Torah, Rashi Gavos. They want to switch the money. They want to use it to buy something else. Eim, Mishanim, Erlem, Mikdusha, Chalo, the Chamur. If they collect the money for the lower level Kedusha, then you'll have to switch it to the higher level. But if they collect the money for the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use it to build the shul. Who said? Who said Gemara? Well, Gemara, that's what it says. Avol, im also behem hadam shigavu oisim mishvilo. Avol, but what if they collected $50,000 to buy a Sefer Torah? Got a Sefer Torah for $30,000. So what did they do with the extra $20,000? Shadim amos alochal nashiyutz. Then the leftover you're allowed to use for a lower level. What's it in by an oni? Let's say they collected money for an oni. Turns out they collect more than they need. They collect more than they need. So let's say people send in checks. So you rip up the rest of the checks you don't need. So you don't take it. But what if you already collected? You have all the money. You can't give it back. You have cash. You can't give it back. So then I think the din is you give it to that oni, even though he didn't really need so much. I think that's a mishnah. So here it says here, the leftover money a lot of use. Oh, how much is? The im kishigav hamois hisno lasas chevtsa the mois hadamim fil kana machu mechazu kano. Again, the im kishigav hamois hisno lasas chevtsa the mois hadamim. If they said explicitly that if they have money left over, they'll use whatever they want. Afilu kano umachru mechazu vikano kedusha the miktas hadamim muta lahavid hamois avlam lo hisno kishigavu. What was this again? Again, they collect the money to buy a Sefer Torah. They're not allowed to use it to buy something less than a Sefer Torah. But if they already bought the Sefer Torah, so they don't need the rest, then you can use the leftover, the lower level. Let's see. Choma sheyirtzu. What's yud dalid? Mutar l'shanes choma sheyirtzu. Yud dalid. I now feel a dove shame. But kedusha klala l'shul tzoche tzibur. I want to buy chveis. So other things. They need a staircase in the shul. They need a mechitza. So you're allowed to use it for that. Tzoche tzibur hatam. Kimishenase das anshehir b'amos mishem hachi shoy b'amos. They did what they collected the money for. They bought a Sefer Torah. It's understood the rest. Now, Avol and Hisnu, what is this? Im kishigav ha-mois Hisnu, lasas cheftsam b'moisa ha-domim. If they said beferish, if there's money left over, they'll do whatever they want. They just said, there's left over, you can do whatever you want. Im kishigav ha-mois Hisnu, lasas cheftsam b'moisa ha-domim. Afilu konu u'machru. What's going on? El Yerabev Hagram is Mefak Bikim Bazer. The Efshe Kivish Acha Kachkon Ustam, Mikol Hadomim, Chayla Kedusha Bechol Akneva, Sarach Eken Kishimach Ruasiva. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Im Kishigov Hamois Hisna Lassitz Cheftzam, Mimois Adamim. If they specified when they collected that if they have more, it turns out they're going to have more money than they need to buy the Sefer Torah, then they reserve the right to use the leftover money for whatever they want. That's the din even if low hisnu. If hisnu, then it helps that what? Afilu konu umachru. They bought a Sefer Torah for $30,000. They collected $50,000. They bought a Sefer Torah for $30,000. Have $20,000 left over. Umachru. They sold the Sefer Torah. The chazur of the konu kedusha. The mikza sadamim. What? They bought a Sefer Torah for $30,000. And then they sold the Sefer Torah. And they got a new Sefer Torah for $20,000. That's what it means. So now they have 30. Let's say Sefer Torah is hard. Let's say something else. Let's say Aron Kodesh. They collected $10,000 for an Aron Kodesh. Then they succeeded in buying an Aron Kodesh for $9,000. They have $1,000 left up. They can use it for whatever they want. Now, even for Dibri Chol, for the windows in the shul, whatever. Okay. And then they sold the Aron Kodesh that they bought for $9,000, and they bought a new one for $8,000. Now they have $1,000 left over. Since they said in advance that they reserved the right to use the leftover money for whatever they want, so the Shulchan Aruch says they're allowed to use the leftover money the second time around. So that's what he says, the Eliyahu Rabbi, the Vilna Gaon, I'm not so convinced that this is right. They have Shekimish Achaka Konu Stam, Kol Hadamim. If they sell that, then they get another one. Yeah, maybe it is Chal Kedusha. But if they just collected money for an Aron Kodesh, they collected $10,000, and they only needed $9,000. So true, the remaining $1,000 they were allowed to use for Dvar Macherim. But then if they'll sell the Yoren Kodesh and they'll want to buy something better with it, so then when they'll sell it, they'll say, we reserve the right to use the leftover money for something lower. So then also the Harina, because they did make a Tanai in the outside. Wow. Where do all these dinim come from? I don't know. Let's see, what's the Ramadan? Kano bedomim elu shegovu eitzim v'avonim. They collect money to build the shul. Then they bought Eitzim Avonim. Chol Kedusha Sadamim Al Eitzim Al Avonim. Also Lashana Osam Le Kedusha Chamura. If they collected money to build the shul and then you decide instead of building a shul you're going to make an Aron Kodesh or a Aron Kodesh to a higher level of Kedusha, that you're allowed to do. That's what it said you're allowed to do. But if not only did you collected money, then you bought the material, even though it's also Hazman Alav Nosi. But since he went to the next step, change it to a higher level of Kedusha. Also, Lashan Asim, no, Rak L'Kedusha Chamura, wait a minute, so what's, you're not allowed to be married to Kedusha. If you collected $10,000, you only need $9,000, so the remaining $1,000 you can use for whatever Tzorchit Tzivi you want. But if you already bought the materials, and then you're not allowed. Who says? Where does all this come from? Let's see, what's your Zion? Chal Kedusha, the Mogan Avam Shikstav Nadayel, also the Vos Alit Achayim Tachtam, also the Shanos, and what's your Ches, also the Shanoisan. Why, everything is Hazmada Vamilsi. The Alpha Gav. The Afa, let's see in Yutches. Avgav the Muchel Lekamai Besifches. The Afilim Benauhu Leshem Besak Nes Bina Davkis Pavlu Bo. Kozman says Baruchan Mshanu Es Hazman Alam Milsi. They didn't daven there yet. Only Hazman Alam Milsi. Koshken, if you only bought the bricks and the beams, Zich Hazman Alam Milsi. How can you say that you're not allowed to change it to the leftover? You're not allowed to use for a lower thing. Yeah, Hossa Myrish Alainasa, Besak Nesses, I dig via Sama Shigobo, the Tsoham, and Bnei Huir, Oshikan Noah, Hakol, Mimos, Chul, and Shigobo, Stam, Oshikolech, and Havy Eights over Avno, Bona Besak Nesses, Avokish, and Nigve, Mois, Alzem, Bnei Huir, Vadai Osa, the Shanosa, Afilo Adain, Lo, his Pablo Sham Klum. If they collected the money specifically for this purpose and then they bought the raw materials, so then it's Mocham. Even though it's also Hazman Alam Nosi. I don't know. Yes, the Kasha. I'm not sure why this is an answer.
It says Kedusha Atzma. It's Kedusha, the Bismasa.
Uh huh.
Kedusha Atzma.
It's like Gufi Kedusha. You say Hazman Alam Nosi. Is that what he's answering?
Even just on the building, the wood and it's not a safe Torah.
Yeah. Atam Yishum de Kvabole Yaragabai. Maganamam Kostam Kim Shinikva Mos Menehu and Sarkles Akres Yesh Bizoyan Ahakach Mishanu Lahoirodas. He gives two reasons that both. And I don't say your reason. Why not? Even if the old Hazman and we'll see for the Gufak Dusha. Is this the Gufak Dusha? I don't know. I'm not sure what he said. Okay. Strange it did. Nachamol. Instead of donating money, the people donated bricks and beams. And boliad gabai also the shanosim rak the kedusha hamura. Boliad gabai muta the shanosim. That's a gemara in Erech. No. That what?
Sorry.
Yeah. That what does it say in the gemara? That if you set aside money for tzedakah, kodim shigiliad gizbar. What is it means? What it means? But the love of parea. Wow. Oh, here Chafalik. He says muta l'shanosim just means lul voisam v'losas achem tachteim. That's one pshat. And Gemara says someone sets aside $10 for tzedakah. So, Kodesh Egil Yad Gizbar, Mutal Shanasim, Lachash Egil Yad Gizbar, Asan Shanasim. What does he mean? So, one pshat is, that's what he's quoting that pshat. If I didn't give it to the Gizbar yet, I can milovo pare. I can borrow, even though I set it aside, I put it in a different pocket, I can borrow the $10 and give a different $10 bill later. But Lachash Egil Yad Gizbar, you're not allowed to be Mashan. Let's say, then you're not allowed to be lover paria. Let's say a guy needs a change of a dollar. So he goes over to the pushki, puts in a dollar, and he takes out four quarters. So you're not allowed to, because the pushki is a Gilead Gizbar. A Gilead Gizbar means I gave it to, it left my rishus. I gave it to someone else.
That's considered lover paria?
That's called lover paria, yeah. So you're only allowed to do it if you take 95 cents change. So then the tzedakah is making money on you. Okay. But if they're not making money, just want to be lofo pareya, so then it's called higiliad gizbas also l'shanos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's what it means over here, that if they collected eitzim v'avonim and boliad gabai also l'shanos, means I'm not allowed to use those bricks and beams to build my house, and then I'll give the gabai different bricks and beams. You know, lachesh higiliad gizbas also l'shanos means to be lofo pareya. And kodim sheboliad gizbas. That's the Gemara in Erechim, in the first paragraph. Then there's another pshat, also the shanosim for a different tzedakah. Muta l'shanosim means you can switch it for a different tzedakah. So that's a big question, whether we hold like that pshat. And mishanim tzedakah v'tzedakah, not allowed. It's only mochoma. Avon mikomakam liyuchel achzav, but yeah, you can't back out. Even on muta l'shanosim, you can't back out. Yeah. Where is Sif? The Sif. Okay. Lots. What's about Merchem Beisach Neshar Chesuvim Shabigdusha? Peter says Torah Las Pakas Tamidim Alahasi Samim Bedama. The Mar says also linked to Sefer Torah. I only came Lil Matira Velisa Isha. You're gonna sell. Let's say the shul has 10 Sefer Torah. They don't need 10 Sefer Torah. They don't need so many Sefer Torah. So if they want to sell it and get money, what are you gonna do with the money? You're supposed to use the Rabbanim, you say the money is Sefer Torah, you're supposed to use it for something higher than a Sefer Torah. You can't have high. Sefer Torah is the highest. So since the whole deal is only with the Rabbanim, that Sefer Torah is Dhamma. So the Gemara says, Lil Matar Belisa Isha, you're allowed to. If you're going to use the money, Lahasi Yisayimim, they marry people off, or Lahas Bakas HaTamidim, they support the yeshiva, so that you're allowed to. So let's say the shul has 10 Sefer Torah, they want to get rid of five. But they sell the Sefer Torah, so the money they collect, the money they get from selling it, they're allowed to donate to support the learning. Koylo, support learning, okay. Other base haknesses, nimter. You're allowed to sell a shul and the Kedusha disappears. Hanimidi, shakforim, shein boi. From a little village, shein boi, and Hashem comes up. People from other cities don't come. Shalanasa, lebnei akforim, levav, is made for them. Filibon roisim, mishal achayim, even if other people paid for it. But it was intended to be a little shtibel just for these people. What's that? What does that mean? So then the money retains the kedusha, and you have to use it. Malam Hakodesh, you have to use the money that you use for selling the shul for some higher level of kedusha. Avol, in his schema zayin to over here ba'osam mecher oy the maim and anshe yer Hashem lahotzi amos l'chol mashi yirtzu. Allowed to use the money even for dibrei chol. The Gemara says even to have a beer party. Even to have a beer party. What kind of a din is that? I don't know. Zayin to achrenim say that zayin to lihuir means the board members, but maim and anshe doesn't mean that all the people have to be there. You have to send letters to all of the members of the shul and notify them that there's going to be a meeting. We're going to discuss the possibility of selling the shul. So that's called the Maimon Anshei here. The Zayin Tovi means the members of the board sold the shul with the approval of all of the rov of the people. You can't have all, with the approval of rov of the people in the shul. Achrayim say about rov, you have to have rov minyan and rov binyan. Let's say on the books you have 500 members, but there are 50 people who always come to shul every day. So you have to, that's the rov binyan. The rov minyan, you have to have a rov of the 500 members. You have to have 251 members agree. And the 50 people who come to shul every day, they're always there. So that's the, you have to have 26 of those people have to agree. That's rov binyan. You have to have rov binyan and rov minyan. Whenever you talk about a shul. Then you can use the money for that. And kiblu aleihem b'neiho ir b'feirish b'mecha zeh. V'im kiblu aleihem b'neiho ir b'feirish b'mecha zeh kol mashiyasu. Kol mashiyasu afilu yochid masha osu osu. What does that mean? V'im kiblu aleihem b'neiho ir b'feirish b'mecha zeh kol mashiyasu afilu yochid. What do the words mean? Lamed aleph. V'atz aloi v'boifin zeh. They had a meeting and they said, the treasurer of the shul, we authorize you, you have the right to sell. All the people had a meeting. So normally you need Zayin Tuvi here, but Kibbal Alei Menehu here, they had a meeting and they said, this Yachid, we don't need the members of the board, the Zayin Tuvi here. This Yochid, whatever he does is fine. Whatever he decides to do, and he decides to sell it to a private person, Masha also, so it's also good. And the money can be used to look good. Chol, Sheshiva, Tuva, Hirir, Moichrim, Bipirsum, Mikri, Bimaiman, Anshiva, and Tzichim, Lo Mehenoid. If they send out letters to everybody, everybody knows what they're doing. They said they had a public meeting and so on. So that's called Bimaiman, Anshiva. You don't have to have that. Everybody should be present when they're selling it. You don't have to have everybody should be present when they have the meeting to discuss. They don't know what they're doing. They could have attended the meeting and objected, and they didn't come and object. Yeah, New York State, they have laws about this. Because every so often, two guys sell a whole shul and pocket all the money. So the Attorney General of New York State has rules and regulations. If it's a non-profit organization, charitable organization, it has to be approved by the government to make sure that there's no gnevus going on. Unfortunately, there are always gnevus going on. So this din of selling the shul and the yotzei mikdashos, so this is only a beis hakneses shel kvarim. In a little village, they have a little shtiba. Avol, if you have a big shul in a big city, avol shel krachim in a big city, shabayin shabim mekamis achem. People come from other cities and they support the shul, they give donations. Even other people in the city paid for the shul. The guests who came from out of the city didn't pay for the shul. You can't sell it, period. So how do you ever, they never sell a shul in a big city? Lamed Dalet. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Means he's selling the shul that it should be out to the chul. Davke kishen mochru b'inu shulo yachakach beis haknas avlem achakach gam ke yir beis haknasas. That's a Rabbi Yonis in Saxis. They sold his shul and they built it. They built a different shul. Then they sold his shul. It's still a shul. They sold it to someone else. Instead of being the Agudah, it's a different shul. So they sold it to be a shul. So it's okay. Alamachakah gam ken yishoy beis haknas. She rabbi is pal lebo. Muta, that's not a problem. My nafkamina lahana dosa mi alma and beis haknas yishak leilu leilu. It used to be an Agudah shul. So Rabbi Saxis was the Agudah rabbi. So he passed it, and now they have different minhag. A different group of people took it up. Maybe the davened nusach svar, whatever. It's different now, but it's still a shul. Elam Kane told us the das ayochid. Let's say everybody knows this is Rabbi Riskin shul. This is Rabbi Riskin shul. So whatever Rabbi Riskin says goes. Okay, but if it's no longer the case, people come to the shul. They don't come because of the rabbi. What is the Mishnah Berurah write? Lama hey, Haino Shetol the Beis Abinyan is Beis Achnes Al Daita. When they built it in the first place, it was all because this rabbi is there. Al Kain Daita Hashuva Achaka designed to be here. Chozer Dafki Kshepanu Mishalohem. Abu Nod Machem Laze in Mama Shetol Hey Medas Ayochi. Shem Yeshech Besefer Olam Shein Daita Noicha Gozer. That's it. This line is in the Gemara. The chilik between Krachim and Tforim, that's in the Gemara. If they built it al Dasa Yochid, that's the Gemara of also. Oz Yasa Maha Yochid, Koma Shiyitza, Haskoma Satsibur. Haskoma Satsibur. Hwadin Lechol Dibre Kedusha, Shiniz Kurukan, De Kulu, Gireri, Bosa, Beis Achnesis. What does that mean? Hwadin, Hwadin Dibre Kedusha, Pirish. What's in Lama Zayin? Vanteva, the Yoram Kodesh, and the Pachas, the mental of the Kadem, has come to base. Didn't come up base at Nesat, when Lunya said that what? Well, they're not Yotze Lechum. The Yoram Kodesh, but the mental of this Mamish Tashmish and Kedusha. But if they sell it to some other shul, they're selling the Yoram Kodesh to a different shul, and they're getting money. So the whole din that it's Teif is dumb of, and you have to use the money to buy something higher than an Yoram Kodesh, that's the Midi Rabbanon. So whatever it's sold by Maimed, Lain Tuvia, by Maimed Anshi, they can use the money for whatever they want. The Kol Hecha, the Ihu Nasa, Adaita, the Kuli Yamat, on the Krach, and Anak Nami Nasa, Mistam, Adaita, the Kuli Yamat, and Moshkos, and Mechab, the Kuli Grey, Bosa, Beis, Akneses. I mean, not only the Shul, but this whole thing is talking about if you want to be Motzi Lechulin. He says, in the shul and the krach, you can't sell me, it's not yotze mikdushasa, you can sell it. But it has to remain a shul afterwards. So what does he say here? That the same din applies to the Aron Kodesh, and to the Aron Kodesh is never yotze mikdushasa, that's a real din. That's tashmishi kdusha, that's not yotze mikdushasa. So what is he saying? Says if it's a mentalach of a sefer Torah or on kodesh of Torah and krachim, then you can't sell it. Why can't you sell it? The other person is going to use it also for an on kodesh of a mentalach. Don't know what it means here. I gotta look for so much Mishnah Berurah. Let's see. Yachid Shabbana, what is there among us? Yachid Shabbana Beis Akness and the son of Lakol. A private person builds a shul, donates it to the community. Dinik Beis Akness and Shul Kol. Avlam Shili Atzma Bo. Shum Koyach, if he reserves the right to use it for whatever, Ein Lo Mechikim Al Pi Akol Val Pi Vo Yosher. He still retains the ownership of it. He still retains the right. So they have to have his approval also. If there's another shul, then you can sell this shul and be mutzilukul. Of course. Yeah, that's what he said before. You can't sell the shul. The fairies can't sell the shul till they stop davening in this shul. Until they have a different shul. I feel that this also achieve no achim. Called over should be dusha, shenimka muta lushanos, and nimka beloi hachroza the aimbo ya. No, what is this? Called over should be dusha, shenimka muta lushanos. What does it mean? Mem dalit. Pivish dovers ehu api hamvur berajbo. The echot shetziba shebaize yelanim, sheyachlo aperis. The yasa bnei akol shum havrochem. What a guy donated, the guy has an apartment building. He donated the building to the community that the rent from the apartment should go to tzedakah. And then they want to sell the building and buy an investment. They want to buy stocks and they'll make more money. They want to sell the building and buy something else that there should be Oysa Paris. Okay. Because the Rajba, the Tzich Machroz, the Bishal Samachir, the Kim Shitzibish, the Nakol, the Yasir Habaroche, came with Vada Eir, the Tzibir, the Litain, by Yisab, the Matanel, the Mishir, it's okay, who are Dinde, and Rashem Lim, the Beloy Hachroz. Okay. After the Yachter, have a Hachroz to make sure that there's no There's no ganebas going on. Okay. To make sure that they're getting the right price, that no one's cheating. This is an interesting din. Usually by shliach, if a shliach sells, then he quotes the Gemara and says, if the shliach sold for too little, then the whole shliach is his bottle. Because it's only shliach shalom kemasa if he does shliach shasa shlichus, if he did what he was told. He sold it for the wrong amount now. But when the gaboyim of the tzedakah sell tzedakah, so they're considered bailim. Gabbai of tzedakah is not considered, the shlich is considered dinuk bailim. That's a gemara in Bava Kamma. The gabbai of tzedakah is not considered the shlich, it's dinuk bailim. So the mele, if it'll be karka, it'll be ein boy or no. If it'll be metalton, it'll be yesh boy or no. Ein boy or no is not because it's hegdish, ein boy or no, because it's karka. What's the chiddush? One would have thought that the gabbai of tzedakah is dinuk shaliach, and by shlich, he said it's kunish tatech lalavus. Just repeating the same thing that he said before. Whenever you sell something from tzedakah, if it's karka, you need achrazah. Okay. It's a difficult dinah. Okay. I don't know what's going on here. There's so many gemaras.